T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run, the official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Host a local event and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.
10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1.
Let's go!
Now it's the Mercedes in the Morning pre-show. Mix 94.1.
Good morning and welcome to the pre-show. It is Friday, August 12th. Thank you guys for joining us as we hit the weekend. It is so good to have you here. Thank you, of course, for all of your check-ins, whether you're tweeting us at Mercedes in the AM or you are texting us at 702-364-9400. We see them all. We read them all. We love them all. So thank you guys for that. And welcome to Friday. How you doing?
I was just cleaning up. There's, I don't know if anyone out there listening, when it rains really hard, does your office have certain leaks? When there's a heavy rain, there's always a leak in the men's room, and they put a bucket there. It's right next to the sink. That's a bad leak. And then right in front of our office, there's always a drip when there's heavy rain. They have a bucket there, but next to it, it's soaking wet. I almost slipped coming out of the office, so I moved our chair over the wet spot. I want to go back and kind of wipe it up so no one slips in the hallway back there.
You moved a chair?
Yeah, from the office to cover up the wet spot right now. So if someone goes around the corner, at least they won't slip on it. So until I can go back and start wiping it up. But it's bad outside of our office.
Hopefully it doesn't continue raining again, because then you're... chair is going to be soaked.
I know. It's weird. It's like it's coming from, it's not, I was looking, the drip is from the ceiling and the bucket is catching it. And the leak is kind of to the side of it where it's coming from underneath the floor, like underneath the wall. Huh. So there's another drip somewhere, or is this kind of leaking out? We have concrete floors here at the radio station, so it's kind of spreading out onto the floor. So I just want to wipe it up and so no one slips out there, because it's slippery on that surface out there.
Yeah, for sure. We have really slippery floors around here. Did we get rain up in Summerlin? Because I saw a ton of lightning. I heard a little rumbling, but... I never heard any rain last night.
I don't think we did. Just going out this morning, taking the dogs out. If there's a heavy rain, there's always a small puddle that forms in my garage because the water comes in. And there was no puddle in my garage, so we definitely didn't get heavy rain. And when I took the dogs out this morning, I didn't notice. It didn't seem like we got rain in Summerlin.
Yeah, last night I was at the district at Bella Vita. We were doing our wind down Thursdays, and it was... humid, but we didn't get any rain there, at least not when I was there. And I was there until a little after 8 o'clock last night, and it was fine. Drove back, no issues. Saw a beautiful lightning storm on my way back, but never got caught in any rain. So I guess I got really lucky there.
First off, last night I saw your photos. Is that what's that called? A romper or jumper? You looked adorable last night.
Oh, thanks.
It looked really nice. It looked really cute last night.
It's a jumper.
Jumper, okay.
A little jumper I was wearing.
The jumper looked very cute last night. It looked like you guys were having a good time.
Yeah, it was fantastic. Thank you to everyone who came out. It was just, I didn't know. It was like, you know, Thursday nights, people are busy, and both times we've just had such a great turnout, and so many people listen to the show, say hi to you. We had a really good time. We got to see some of our listeners that are like loyal listeners and that listen every morning. One of our friends of the show, Jan, she was out there, and she's so fantastic. She's like, I listen from 5 a.m. to 10 a.m. the entire time. I'm like, are you kidding me? Like, she is just amazing. So I spent a lot of time talking to people, and yeah, it was a really good time last night.
I think you picked the best night of the week. I mean, because Wednesday night's good, you know, and the name Wind Down Wednesday kind of flows better. But I think Thursday night, this thing you're doing on Thursday night, I think it's the perfect night. Because Thursday night, even if you work on Friday, you can make it through Friday if need be. If you go out Thursday to have a glass of wine, you end up having three, you can still make it through Friday knowing you got the weekend going in. So I think this is the perfect night for you to do this thing.
Yeah, it was fun. The place was packed. And then, so next week we'll be over, or not next week, next month we'll be over at Lucille's for Wind Down Thursday. Lucille's Barbecue. So,
oh,
yeah. I know, right? Okay. I was thinking of
all
you.
All right, let me know that date.
You know JC loves his barbecue. So, yeah, it was a really good night last night. Got home, watched some Big Brother last night. No spoilers here, but an interesting Big Brother last night. And then I passed out. It's been kind of a crazy week, so I was just out like a light last night. How about you? How was your day?
It was good. I ended up going to the gym last night. So here's my other quandary this morning. So I went to the gym last night, and as I'm leaving at LVAC, they have a little kiosk area where businesses can come in and hand out products and stuff. And this lady gave me a business card for a new dispensary that's opening. And so I'm like, oh, great. Took the card and went to my car and just kind of threw it in my car. Get back to my house, pulling it into the garage. And I remembered, you know what? Oh my gosh, I got to do this thing in the morning. So instead of making a note, I said, I don't know what I'll do. I'll take this dispensary card that they gave me and put it on my dash. So when I get in the car Friday morning and see that card on my dash, it'll remind me to do said thing. So I get in my car this morning, go to start it. I'm like, why is there a business card from a dispensary on my dash?
Oh.
They're like, oh, yeah, I put it on there to remind myself to do something.
That's good, because I would just forget. Just out of sight, out of mind.
Well, that's the thing, though. I don't remember what I'm supposed to do.
Yeah, you're just like, okay, this is supposed to remind me of something, but I don't know what.
Yeah, I know it'll come to me, but driving, I'm like, why was that car? Well, I put it there for a reason, and I cannot remember why. So that's my other wet floors and forgetfulness is my quandaries this morning.
Yeah, those are two serious quandaries that you have to deal with. I hear you. I've done that before, too, where it's like, okay, I'm going to put this key right here, so when I see it, I'll remember to do this. And I'm like, why did I put this key here?
Yes, you know you did it for a reason, but you can't figure it out. So it'll come to me at some point. But I'm driving in this morning like, what was it? It was so important.
It wasn't that important, obviously.
True. Very true.
Well, let's start the show. Time for the pre-show. You pick them. You guys get to pick the first song of the show. Do you want to hear I Can Love You Like That by All For One?
I can love you like that.
Rejects gives you hell.
When you walk my way, hope it gives you hell. Hope it gives you hell. Now where's your picket fence, love? And where's that shiny car?
Or do you want to hear Heaven by DJ Sammy? Choices this morning, which do you want to hear? Shoot us a text or call us at 702-364-9400. You can tweet us at Mercedes in the AM, or you can vote on our Facebook page. We are going to count your votes now and reveal the winner next on Mix 94.1.
True, yeah. It's time for the Daily Dirt on Mix 94.1.
Start with some sad news here. Anne Heche suffered a catastrophic brain injury in the moments following her crash into that home last week. And according to her rep, the actress, she's not expected to survive. Her reps say plans have been put into place to possibly donate Anne's organs. TMZ says she was under the influence of cocaine and possibly fentanyl as well. Anne is only 53 years old.
That is a tragedy. Wow. What a sad, sad story.
Yeah, so kind of watch that as the morning progresses. But yeah, just sad news for her. Wanda Sykes is hosting a series dedicated to viral videos taken by Ring doorbells and security cameras. It's called Ring Nation. Why didn't we think of this show? An example of the types of videos that will be shown include people helping their neighbors, military reunions, marriage proposals, cool kind of things, and also kind of your goofy offbeat stuff that your Ring doorbell happens to catch.
I have Ring doorbells of me doing stuff, like videos and all sorts of like funny things that I'll save. Like that little girl who came up and left a post-it note on my door and walked away. I save those. I don't know why. I think they're so funny.
Maybe you could send it in. The show starts September 26th, and this cute little girl just walked up. Did she ring the doorbell or no? She just walked up and dropped the stuff off.
Gosh, I can't remember. I want to say she knocked and then put it, and then she ran away. But I thought she targeted me. But then I realized there were other notes on other people's doors. So she was just doing like a nice thing, like, you know, to spread love, I guess.
Yeah, spreading some love throughout the neighborhood. Lots of really cool sports things happening in town this weekend. The Las Vegas Aces, the ladies, they defeated Chicago Sky last night. This was a huge game. The final score was 89-78. Chicago had the best league in the WNBA. Now, because of this win, this is great news for the ladies. They have their final record. regular season game is Sunday against Seattle Storm, Michelob Ultra Arena. The game's at noon. If the ladies win on Sunday or Chicago loses, then the ladies get the number one seed into the playoffs.
That's amazing. I am so excited about that. And they're going to do it. I just know it.
Yeah, something about this season is extra special. And then Saturday, 5 o'clock, the Indoor Football League National Championship is here in town. It's the Northern Arizona Wranglers against the Quad City Steam Wheelers. This is happening at Dollar Loan Center in Henderson. Of course, we have our Vegas Nighthawks. They didn't make it to the championship, but the championship game is on Saturday night, 5 o'clock. And then Sunday, preseason football, Raiders, Vikings, 125 at Allegiant Stadium.
Lots happening. I love it. I love that we're a sports town. It's so cool.
I know. Hockey will be starting up here soon. It's just fantastic. Now, pretty much every major event that occurs in the world happened like 20 years ago on an episode of The Simpsons. And time after time, we're kind of left wondering, how do they predict the future? Well, the answer is coming this season. So Simpsons producer Matt Selman says, we have another crazy conceptual episode that explains how The Simpsons knows the future.
It really is weird if you think about it. There's a time traveler on that writing staff. There is. They see it and then they come back and they're like, hey, we have a funny idea.
And the writer's like, what? That's not going to happen.
Yep, it happens.
Some of the things they predicted in 2000, they predicted Donald Trump would become president. In 1998, they predicted that Disney is buying 20th Century Fox. In 1993, they predicted the Siegfried and Roy tiger attack.
It's just, it's beyond coincidence at this point. It really is.
Three Super Bowl predictions they have.
Yes.
It's nuts. So we'll find out how they predict the future in this season on The Simpsons. We'll have more dirt coming up in the 7 o'clock hour right around 7:50.
Welcome to another episode of Mercedes in the Morning, show number
1677.
And now here's your hosts, Mercedes and JC.
Good morning and welcome to the show. It is Friday, August 12th, 6 o'clock. Thank you guys so much for joining us this morning as we get ready for the weekend. Do you have any big plans this weekend?
We're going to do dinner tonight. And then I just got a note from my wife that she went out to the barn and the barn's flooded really bad. So hopefully that's okay. If not, maybe head out to the barn tomorrow to get that situated, spend some time with the horses. And then there's a big car show at the South Point, the South Point's car and truck show they're doing. It's indoors, so I'm going to go check that out tomorrow afternoon. And then tomorrow night, Laura's got her girls' night out with her friend who was supposed to get married in September. They called off the wedding. This was supposed to be the big bachelorette weekend, so they're still going out tomorrow night to take her friend out to kind of celebrate her and get her out of the house and have a good time. So she's doing that tomorrow night, and it'll be JC's night staying in on Saturday night.
That sounds actually very nice.
Does it not?
I'm a fan of that.
Does it not?
Yes.
Derek England was in studio, and he brought me a nice bottle of wine for my birthday, and I'm thinking about doing that bottle of wine and actually ordering Jesse Ray's barbecue again for Saturday night.
Oh, relive the week.
Yes.
The highlights of the week. I like it.
You've had a busy week. You've been out and about around town. You're out there last night celebrating with listeners. I know you have something this afternoon. What is your weekend like?
This afternoon I'm over at the Water Street location of Silver State Schools Credit Union. So Henderson, come out. I'll be there. Got a lot of prizes. That's happening this afternoon. Then tonight, my husband and I are going to go down to the grand opening of the Bedford, the new Martha Stewart restaurant.
Ooh, nice.
Yeah, so we're going to go to that. And then this weekend, honestly, I think we're just doing more of the getting things together for Sophie, kind of making sure we have everything labeled, ready to go, because it's, you know, less than 2 weeks. She's going to be headed down to San Diego. She's going to school there. And so we're just going to get ready for that. And then Sunday, I know my husband and my daughter are going to go to the Raiders game. So, I'll just probably be taking my nap. Mm. I want to catch up on a couple of shows that I've been watching. And so, after that, it's just going to be nice and relaxing for me.
2 weeks.
I know. I had so many people last night. It was so appreciated when we were at Wind Down Thursdays at Bella Vita last night at the district, just coming up to me and giving me advice. Like, they had kids that went off to college. And then I had a couple of people who went to University of San Diego, and they're like, I just graduated from there. She's going to love it. Oh, my gosh. If you have any questions, let us know. I'm so grateful for all the support people are giving me. You know, women are coming up and like, I've been through it. Let me tell you, it's going to be hard at first, but you got just got to be proud, like giving me advice. It's been really amazing.
The people that I've met over the summer are parents that are just like you. They're sending their kid off to college for the first time. So they're relating to you. And so as you're talking about the excitement, the sadness, everything that goes along with it, they're totally relating. Because I have a couple of moms that tell Mercedes, my son's doing the same thing, or my daughter's going off to college in the East Coast. And every time she talks about it, I can relate. So yeah, a lot of parents on both ends, sending their kids off to school, to college for the first time. I mean, it's got to be so hard. It's so exciting, but at the same time, your kid's gone.
Yeah, it's kind of surreal. I was talking to a girl who, like I said, she just graduated from there in 2021, and she was telling me all about it and how much she loved it. And she's like, you know, I was an RA when I was there for like 3 years, and I absolutely loved it. If that's something she wants to get involved with, just, you know, let me know. I can get her info on that. And I just kept asking her all these questions about the dorms, and I told her which dorm Sophie was in. She's like, oh, that's the most newly renovated dorm. It's really nice. And, you know, she's telling me which dorm she was in. And it was nice to hear from someone who has lived there, who knows the place, who was just giving me all this information. So yeah, it's sad, but it's happy. I feel like a Katy Perry. It's hot and it's cold. It's yes and it's no. But you know what I mean. I'm really, really, really excited. But at the same time, I'm like, no. This is like my first board. What's happening?
Right. Well, I'm happy though that she's getting good reviews on her dorm, because I remember when I went to UNLV and I was staying in Boyd Hall is the one I stayed at, and just starting to meet some guys on campus. And that just, to me, is a great dorm. It's awesome. I didn't know any different. Every time I would, they like, oh, which dorm are you in? I'm in Boyd Hall. They all went, ugh.
Oh,
I don't know why, but at the time, Tonopah Hall was like the hot one, and Boyd was kind of like for some reason, we were at the bottom. To me, it was a great dorm room. It was awesome, great people, but other people looked at it kind of like, ooh, I didn't get the 5-star review when I told people I was in Boyd Hall.
Oh, interesting. Yeah. I even went on TikTok and I looked up the hashtag University of San Diego, and I'm watching all these girls' videos like, hey, this is my first week. And I'm like, oh, wow. Like, it looks really cool. So, yeah, it's a lot of fun. We're having fun with it. It was funny though. Brooklyn was with me last night at the at my remote. Matt and Brooklyn came with me, and everyone was coming up to Brooklyn. They're like, "Are you excited that you're going to be an only child now? It's awesome. You're going to love it." She's like, "Yeah."
I don't know about that. Yeah. Let me tell you in a few weeks. So on today's show, a lot going on, including 8 a.m. John Legend. All she want to do is, all she want to
do is, all she want to do is dance. Cannot wait to talk to him. Not only are we going to talk to him, but this morning we have two pairs of tickets to give away to his residency.
Yeah, 7:40 and 9:40 on those tickets to go see John Legend. So it's a big Friday morning, and we have what's trending next. What do you have for us?
Britney's lawyer hits back at Kevin Federline. How you can phone home this weekend, and how would you like to taste your dreams? We'll tell you all about it coming up next in what's trending.
We're trending already.
You do know that it's trending, right?
Mercedes in the Mornings, what's trending is on Mix 94.1.
All right, we have Britney Spears trending this morning. So things got a little contentious this week between her and her ex, Kevin Federline. Her lawyer is now speaking out after her ex released videos of her and her two kids and said that his kids had chosen not to see her. You heard some of the audio on the show yesterday. I'm not going to play it because I just feel like it's just kind of, you know, exposing a really bad situation. But in a statement, Matthew Rosengart said Federline's recent actions were abhorrent and had violated the privacy and dignity of the mother of his children. He also said, in addition to demeaning himself and violating societal norms, he has now created various legal issues for himself, including but not limited to implicating cyber harassment and cyberbullying statures, among other things. So Kevin has since deleted the video.
Oh, he's taking it down.
Yes, he's taking him down.
You know, they were saying, like, oh, this is going to show how bad of a mom Britney is yelling at the kids. Listening to the audio, and we did yesterday, same thing, kind of felt invasive listening to it, but I don't agree with the language she was using, but that's her parenting style. But she was angry at her kid. Wintertime, they're in an ice cream shop, and he's walking around barefoot. And she was mad at her kid, like, why are you barefoot? It's wintertime. So I can see the frustration. And then she was threatening to take his phone away as punishment, and he got angry at her. And then it kind of transitioned into talking about going ice skating, and her one son was scared of going ice skating. And she was saying, roller skating's harder. And so I don't think the it's that bad on her. I don't think it is.
There was another video. Did you see the other one where the kids were laying in bed?
No, I didn't see that one.
At them? I mean, it was a little more harsh, but still, I think every parent has been frustrated with their child. I mean, if you haven't, I'm amazed. Congratulations, because I've been there, and you may have gone off. And not saying it's right or wrong, but she sounded like a frustrated mom whose kids were not listening to her. That was my take.
Mm-hmm.
So I didn't think there was anything abusive about it. I just thought, wow, okay. First of all, did Kevin tell his kids to start recording her? Like, whose idea was this? And despite your relationship, she is the mother of your children, too. I don't know. The whole thing really rubbed me the wrong way. I think in the end, he ended up looking worse than anyone.
Yeah, this is backfired on the guy.
Yeah, so that is trending this morning. E.T. is trending this morning. The movie is celebrating its 40th anniversary. And to celebrate, it's returning to the big screen. Steven Spielberg's E.T. the Extraterrestrial has been digitally remastered, and it's going to be released in select IMAX theaters today. The movie, if you have not seen it, tells the story of a child alien that was accidentally left behind on Earth, and then the friendship that he forms with 10-year-old Elliot, who is played by Henry Thomas. It was the highest grossing film of the year back in 1982. It won 4 Academy Awards, including Best Picture. To find where it's playing locally, you just have to go to IMAX.com/ET.
This excites me. I've yet to see Top Gun. You're doing this story. I'm like, I'll probably go do it. Probably not. But in my mind, I'm like, that sounds like fun. Going to see ET in the theater. Maybe get some, Reese's?
Reese's Pieces.
Yes. Was he Reese's Pieces or the... That was his thing, right?
Reese's
yeah,
Pieces.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Reese's Pieces in the theater.
And then the Speak and Spell. Does anyone remember the Speak and Spell?
Yes.
The Speak and Spell. That was part of... Well, spoiler alert, it was part of what helped get him home. And we're going to leave it at that.
Oh, and I got some audio of one of those that game. Hold on one second. It was classic.
That was a fun little tool to help yourself. And I feel like there was a math one, too.
Now, another A-N-O-T-H-I-R. Incorrect.
That's not how you spell another.
That was from my Speak and Spell as a kid. Actual audio from me playing the game as a child.
And then finally this morning, Coca-Cola is trending. Would you want to drink something that tastes like your dreams? I guess it depends on what kind of dreams you're having, but Coca-Cola has been unleashing some really bizarre limited edition flavors under their Creations label. And the latest one is called Dream World, which is supposed to taste like the Technicolor world of dreams. We've tasted some of these new concoctions for Try It Tuesday. I don't know. What do you guys think? This one, reviewers say tropical. It's tropical fruit flavored. Your dreams. So think like mango, citrus. Those are the type of flavors you get from it. Coca-Cola says this is their fourth and final Creations release of the year. It's unclear if they plan to continue further down the road or if this is it. But the previous four Creations were Starlight, which tasted like space. We tried that one.
Yep.
Bite, which tasted like pixels. We did not try that one. And an unnamed one that was a collaboration with Marshmallow, which had a strawberry watermelon flavor, which we did taste too. Dream World is going to be available on Monday for a limited time. It comes in both regular and zero sugar varieties, and that is what's trending. Oh, man, I was so embarrassed yesterday. Have you ever had a situation happen where you just completely lost control of your body? And that's what happened to me yesterday. I had an appointment, a lash appointment. I have eyelash extensions, and I was going to get my a fill. And so I went in for that. And usually it's just like an hour. I lay on a table. Sometimes I fall asleep, and she just replaces the ones that I lost in the last couple of weeks. And I get up, and it's a lovely day. But yesterday was not like the normal days. It was embarrassing. Are you there?
Yeah, I'm listening.
Oh, okay.
No, I am intrigued here.
Like I feel like I'm talking to myself.
No, I want to hear, because I got one thing in my mind. I'm thinking, I want to say what it is, but you're telling me you lost control of your body here.
I didn't wet myself.
Okay,
or anything
okay.
Like that.
As soon as you said it about 4 minutes ago, that Imagine Dragon song could not end fast enough for me. I'm sitting here, oh my gosh, you Peter Pan.
So I get there, and it's like, you know, I've been going to my lash girl for years. Her name's Natalie, and I was like, hi, how you doing? And we have our small talk. I'm laying on the table. She gets me all set up. I'm like, what have you been up to? Not much. What have you been up to? We talk, da 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 da. And then there's a point in the conversation where I start to get tired. I mean, I'm laying there. My eyes are closed. It's very comfortable. And so I just kind of fall asleep, and it happens every time. And she, you know, she loves it. She's like, take your lash nap and I'll just be doing this. So I fall asleep and I'm laying there, and all of a sudden I feel myself scooting all the way down the table, and she's like, oh my gosh. And she pulls me back up, and I do it again. And then I realize, wait a second, I am not scooting down the table. I'm dreaming that I'm getting my lashes done and I'm scooting down the table. I have sleep paralysis right now.
Wait, were you actually at your lash place?
What's that?
You were actually at your lash place.
I was at my lash place getting my lashes done, but I started dreaming that I was at my lash place getting my lashes done. It was the weirdest, like, what's that movie with Leonardo DiCaprio where you don't know if it's a dream or not?
Inception.
It was Inception. You guys, I was, so in my dream, I'm sliding down the table. She's getting mad at me, cursing me out, pulling me back up. But this was not really happening, but I was dreaming that it was. So then I start in real life twitching, and I'm like, because I'm trying to move, but I can't move. I'm paralyzed. Does anyone ever suffer from sleep paralysis? It'll happen to me once every few months, and it is intense, and I freak out when it happens because I can't move. And some other things happened, but she told me my eyes were like twitching. She's like, I could tell you were dreaming. It was like intense. So in my dream, I'm sliding down. She's mad at me. She's pulling me back up. I'm trying to open my eyes in my dream, but they won't open. She puts these iPads underneath my eyes while I'm getting the treatment, and I rip them off in my dream. I'm like, get these off of me. But in real life, I'm twitching. I'm like, and she's like, oh, you were grunting. It was like, really? She was like, I was a little worried. So then when she's done, I hear things to happen. I wake up and I can't decipher whether or not that really happened or if it was a dream. So I go, I'm so sorry. And she goes, for what? And I'm like, for all the horrible things I just did. She's like, what? I go, wait, was I sliding off the table? She's like, no. I'm like, what? Was I peeling off my iPad? She goes, oh my gosh, I knew you were dreaming because your eyes started twitching really weird, but you were fine. Oh my gosh, I almost started crying because I hate that sleep paralysis feeling. It is the worst thing ever.
Where do I start? My God.
It was so intense. She's like, you were fine. I knew you were dreaming, but you didn't do any of those things. She's like, are you okay? Do you need a minute? I'm like, I'm okay. It was just so weird. It was so weird.
I'm speechless. God damn the truth. It's like, first of all, I'm going to go back to you have sleep paralysis every couple of months. I had it once, and it was in 1999, I will never forget it. It is the scariest thing ever.
It is scary.
It is so scary.
I do. I have it. I'd say like once every 3 or 4 months, about 3 or 4 times a year. Uh-huh. It happens to me. Oh, and it's intense.
It's the worst feeling ever. So as you realize it's happening, are you still in the dream? Or are you now at the point that you're trying to wake up? Because for me, when it happened, I was taking a nap on my couch, got home from the radio show. I was just exhausted, fell asleep. And I started to wake up and I go, oh man, wake up, and time to get up for the nap. And I'm like, wait, I can't get up. Why can't wake up? Dude, wake up. Move your body. Wake up. Move. Wake up. And I could not wake up. And it felt like an eternity. Maybe it was 10, 15 seconds, but I could not move my body. And I thought, like, am I in a coma? What is happening here? And I finally woke up. Like, I was gasping for air when I woke up. I was so scared to go to sleep that night. That's how intense it was.
No, I hear you. I get it. And that's how it feels for me. I was awake, but I was not awake. And then it was so hard to differentiate. Like, I went into real life, mm-hmm. and then I went back into the dream. And because the dream and real life were so similar, it was really hard. But I do remember the music that was playing was country music. So I could hear the music throughout the entire thing. I was just like, what's happening? And my eyes are like, like Stranger Things. Like, I was being possessed by Vecna or something. I was like, she's like, are you okay?
Steph wants the story to keep going just so you can get these noises on tape. That's why I'm not talking. I'm like, we need clean audio of these noises she's making. We'll have a montage of that for later on the show.
It was so bizarre.
Yeah, especially if you're, it's one thing too, just if you had it, it's not fun. If you realize what's going on, but then you're also trying to, you realize you're in sleep paralysis, but you don't know if you're, or you're, this is part of the paralysis.
Yeah.
You know?
It, like I said, it was Inception and it was scary. And I hope that she'll take me back because I think I freaked her out.
She's changing her number right now.
I know. She's like, you're never coming back.
You leave the door open for business, turns to close.
Yeah. So here she comes, closed.
Hot threes up next. What do you have for us?
All right. Well, a local Little League team is going to the regional final. Will they make it to the World Series, the Little League World Series? We're going to talk about that. Also, how secret spending can actually strengthen your relationship. And a car thief tried to hide from the police. Wait until you hear where he tried to hide. It's all coming up next in the Hot 3.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At-Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field, it's gonna go! Alvarez ties the game!
Subscribe to At-Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Here we go.
Three, two.
It's time for the Hot 3 on Mix 94.1.
The Hot 3, it is brought to you by attorney Paul Powell. More lawyer, less fee.
Paseo Verde advanced to the finals of the Little League World Series Mountain Regional on Thursday with a 5-1 victory over Montana Boulder Arrowhead in San Bernardino, California. That means that Paseo Verde faces Snow Canyon in the championship game at 2 p.m. today, with the winner advancing to the Little League World Series in Southwest Williamsport, Pennsylvania, beginning on August 17th. Now, Snow Canyon of Utah, they actually beat Paseo Verde 5-4 on Tuesday in the second tournament game for each team, but it was a double elimination. So that's why they were able to still keep going on
one. That's awesome.
It was strong pitching that was critical in the semifinal win by the Henderson-based team that's representing Nevada in the tournament. Winner Jake Nakahara worked 2 2/3 innings, allowing an unearned run on one hit, and Mason Zoller followed with 3 1/3 scoreless innings, allowing 2 hits, and he struck out 5. So congratulations, boys.
Great.
We are rooting for you. Also this morning, here is some relationship advice, okay? If you're lacking that extra spark, try going out and buying something for yourself. And then keep that purchase a secret from your significant other. And that might help. A new study has found that secret spending by spouses may strengthen your relationship. Now, the idea is that not telling your partner creates guilt, and feeling guilt leads to an unplanned investment in the relationship. And then your partner feels closer to you because you've taken an initiative to do nice things. For example, let's say you stop by a happy hour with some friends, and on the way home, you buy a round of drinks, and you decide not to mention that to your partner. You just keep that quiet. But then you feel guilty about it. So you're like, oh, you know what? I'm going to cook dinner. I clean the house. I feel so bad.
There's the upside to it.
Yeah.
Oh, got it.
The little secret is something minor and mundane, like not mentioning a purchase or two. Keep things going. The study found that this kind of thing is very common. In fact, 100% of the couples in the study were able to recall at least one example. 100% of couples in the study. But the reason this can be a net positive is because the initial secret is harmless, or it's not that big of a deal. It can't be something huge, you know, just something that's like, it's not a big deal if you don't mention it. So it doesn't work on major secrets. Like if you, you know, took all your retirement money and bought a new car or something with
when
it.
When you were telling, keep buying something, feel secret. That's why mine was going, a major purchase. Then you sit around to drinks. So I bought a shirt yesterday. I was at Macy's, bought myself a new shirt. I didn't tell Laura that I bought a shirt, just bought a shirt. Took it to the tailor, get it all fixed up and everything. So I'll have a brand new shirt. So you're saying don't tell her. I'm going to have guilt this weekend. I'm going to do extra stuff for her. And that'll benefit our relationship.
Basically, that's it. Yeah, because the shirt's not going to hurt anyone, right?
Yeah,
it's
a shirt.
Just a shirt.
Yeah,
but you might be like, oh man, maybe I should. I mean, I have plenty of shirts already, but like, you know what? I'm gonna cook her dinner because I feel bad about the shirt.
So far, I have no guilt. Oh, but if anything changes over the weekend,
we're gonna guilt you into it now. No, we're gonna make you feel guilty about it.
Maybe the guilt will kick in this weekend from buying a shirt. But I see where this is going. I see what they're saying with this whole thing. It makes sense.
Finally, this morning, this seems more like something out of some cheesy 80s movie than in real life. But take a listen. Back in May, an 18-year-old in the UK named Josh Dobson stole a car. And he got gas for it, but drove off without paying for it. The police finally tracked him down last month, and they searched the place he was staying. And Joshua was there, but he had a pretty clever hiding spot. He cut open a giant stuffed animal, a teddy bear. You know, like the ones they have at Costco? Those huge ones?
Yeah.
He cut it open and he climbed inside of it. The police did find him, though, because they noticed that the teddy bear was breathing. I mean, it gets hot in there. You're probably a little nervous. Once they noticed that, they found him. He was just sentenced in court, got 9 months in juvie. Police spokesman had a little fun with it, though, said he's now, quote, stuffed behind bars, and hopefully he has a bearable time inside.
It is a total 80s movie. Nothing to see here, guys. We can't find him. Just a big teddy bear. Cops leave, pan on the teddy bear. He pulls it down like, he was inside it.
Oh, you see, like, the eyes move back and forth. Like, oh, he's almost in there.
Scooby-Doo style.
Yes,
left,
exactly.
Right, left, right. Coming up at 8 a.m., John Legend will be on the show. He's calling the show for the very first time, so we'll talk to John Legend. 7:40, your tickets to see his residency. And also, coming up here in 3 minutes, we kick off the 7 a.m. Social Club. We go live on YouTube and Facebook. That's the Mercedes in the Morning account, so you can watch the show for the entire hour.
It's about time. It is 7 o'clock. The 7 a.m. social is happening now. If you are on YouTube, jump on our YouTube channel, Mercedes in the Morning, or our Facebook page, and you can see us live streaming the entire 7 o'clock hour. Everything during commercials, on air, off air, you get to see it all. That is happening right now. And coming up 1 hour from right now, John Legend will be joining the show. Cannot wait to talk to him. I love that guy. I hope his voice is as smooth as it sounds in his songs.
Oh, what are you saying? Hello, guys.
Hey, what's up?
I'm John Legend. Like, what's going on, man? We didn't wake up yet.
You know, he might sound like that when he wakes up. I know I sound like that when I wake up.
It takes a couple of minutes to get that voice going. I mentioned in Hot 3 how I went. I got a new shirt yesterday. I was at Macy's yesterday. So my day, I finished the radio show, went home and got changed. I had to do a shoot for Channel 8. So I finished my shoot from Channel 8 and all dressed up. And I'm supposed to go do another shoot, do a live shot for them. But I get in my car. I get a message from our producer saying, hey, your live shot is canceled. So now I'm down towards the mall. So now I got a free afternoon. I'm like, okay, free afternoon. What should I do? I know. I'll go shopping. So I'm dressed up kind of nice. And I go inside Macy's, and I'm walking around the Macy's man looking at some shirts and take one off the rack and hold it up, put it back down, trying to find my size, pull up another shirt. And then these two young ladies walk up to me and they're like, excuse me. And I'm yes. And she looks at me and she goes, could you tell me where the children's clothing section is? I'm like, come again? She says, the children's clothing section. You can tell me where it is? And I realize I'm holding the shirt, working, looks like I'm working on a rack. I'm dressed up kind of nice. And I said to her, oh, I'm sorry, I don't work here. And she goes, oh, I thought you worked here. I'm so sorry.
Oops.
And there were a couple of ladies that did work at Macy's that were kind of in the area. And they start laughing. They go, ha, 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 he doesn't work here.
Loser.
That idiot doesn't work here. We wouldn't hire that fool.
Who comes dressed up to go shopping? No.
What is he doing? And the ladies, no. And they told the lady where she has to go for the children's department. But I thought it was funny. And the woman got so apologetic. She's like, I'm so sorry. I'm like, no, it's no big deal. You know, I kind of look like I work here. I wasn't insulted by it, but I thought it was funny.
This whole outfit is from Macy's, so yeah. That makes sense. I mean, don't you wear all their stuff?
Yeah, the thinking about yesterday's outfit, the pants were from Macy's. The shirt was a Nordstrom shirt, though.
Oh, traitor.
I know.
But does that happen to you a lot, though, when you go somewhere and you get recognized, you get assumed to be working there? Like, that's kind of embarrassing. I don't know who it's more embarrassing for, the person that they think works there or the person accusing them of working there.
But for a split second, because I'm there a lot, I'm thinking in my head, okay, where's the children's department? I don't know where it is. And it's actually not in Macy's Men. You have to go to the actual Macy's store. But as she's asking me, I'm thinking, if I knew the answer, I would have said, yeah, head down here and make a left. But I didn't know the answer, and that's why the actual employees jumped in.
We've all been in the position, though, right, at Target, where you accidentally wear khaki shorts and a red shirt. That's happened to me on a couple of occasions, and they're like, where can I find the, home goods? And I'm like, I don't know. They're like, they look at me, and I'm like, oh, man, are you kidding me? But do they still have that uniform, though? I feel like I've seen people dressed in a normal outfit, and maybe they're wearing just a vest now. Maybe that was because too many people were being assumed to be Target employees when they really weren't.
And the one thing you're missing, too, is the big name tag.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
But I would do the same thing. If I saw you wearing the red and khaki and I was confused, I would say, excuse me, where's this section? Because you look like, same with Best Buy. If you go into Best Buy wearing a blue polo shirt, someone's going to ask you for some help.
Oh, you know what happened to my husband once at Best Buy? We were coming home from some event, and he was wearing a suit and a tie and stuff, but he took off the jacket. We had to stop by because, like, my charger died, and I needed a new charger. And he's like, I'll just run in and grab one. And someone thought he was a member of the Geek Squad. They're like, are you a member of the Geek Squad? How do I make an appointment? He forgot, like, I guess they go through Best Buy, Geek Squad does, or something. And he didn't realize. So he thought they were calling him a geek. And then he's like, you're a geek. Are you part of the Geek Squad? And he's like, excuse me? And they're like, the computers, do you fix the computers? And he's like, oh, no. And then he looked down and he realizes what he was dressed like. He's like, I just came from something. I don't work here. So that was his best. At least it wasn't just the blue and the khaki. It was like the Geek Squad.
It was the elite, the Geek Squad. But Matt is so knowledgeable about those products, he probably could have answered the question. Like, what is your situation?
He probably
just reboot your phone and you'll be fine.
Yeah. Isn't that the solution to everything? Just turn your phone off and then turn it back on again and then it works.
Same with your computer. Give it a reboot. Now, yeah, like we said, John Legend, less than 1 hour from right now. So 8 a.m., John Legend will be on the show. And then also this hour, 7:40, those tickets for you to go see John Legend in his residency over at Zappos Theater.
All the rumors are true, yeah.
It's time for the Daily Dirt on Mix 94.1.
This is sad news here. Anne Heche suffered a catastrophic brain injury in the moments following her crash into that home last week. And according to her rep, the actress is not expected to survive. Her rep says plans have put into place to possibly donate Anne's organs. TMZ says she was under the influence of cocaine and possibly fentanyl. She is just 53 years old. So such a sad situation around everything that happened.
That is truly awful. I mean, it just, she's had some struggles in the last few years. And for it to end like that, that is just horrible.
Yeah, so prayers to everyone involved in that situation. Old Town Road, the song Old Town Road? The video just hit 1 billion views on YouTube.
Got no stress, I've been through all that. I'm like a Marlboro man, so I keep going back.
Now, this is the first video from either Lil Nas X and Billy Ray Cyrus to do so. Now, not sure if it's different for music videos, but for a regular content creator, if you have 1 billion views, that can earn you anywhere from $240,000 to $5 million.
Oh, my gosh. That's pretty amazing.
Right?
I had no idea. Time to content create.
Yeah. Get that 1 billion views. That's quite that. It is quite the range of money. $240,000 is amazing. But $240 to $5 million, that's quite a broad range of money you can earn.
That is almost too broad of a range.
Yeah, I need a little more pinpoint accuracy. Yeah. Other sports things happening this weekend. We're talking about the Little League game today. We have our Las Vegas Aces. So they defeated Chicago Sky last night. And so they have their final regular season game on Sunday. The ladies play Seattle Storm, Michelob Ultra Arena. That game is at noon. Now, if the Aces win on Sunday or Chicago loses, they get the number one seed into the playoffs.
Get the number one seed!
Steph's going, right?
Yes, yes, I'll be there. We are so excited. I got my new shoes that I'm going to be wearing, and I have my Aces crop top. I already got my outfit planned.
You're all set.
Mercedes, does Matt have his outfit planned for Sunday's preseason game with the Raiders Vikings at 125?
I know it'll be neutral, a neutral outfit. He doesn't wear Raiders gear.
Oh, yeah.
So it'll just probably be a black shirt and some jeans.
Let's talk about new music. It is still representing, but still kind of just, you know, looking good.
It supports Las Vegas.
Yeah, he's
supports
looking good.
Las Vegas.
Tell me about the Goo Goo Dolls. And, well, they have a new album out today. It's called Chaos in Bloom. Goo Goo Dolls, new album. It's their 13th album. Their latest single, Yeah, I Like You. Are we playing that? The radio station?
Which song?
I believe this is the new single. Where was my Goo Goo Dolls?
We're not playing this right now.
I
like it, though.
Yeah, it's got a great sound. It's got a great sound there. I got a Goo Goo Dolls quiz for you. Which one of these was the highest charting song for the Goo Goo Dolls? Four songs to choose from. First one. Second one. Now we're grown up orphans. I never knew their names. We don't belong to no one. Third choice. And I don't want the world to see me. Cause I don't think that they'd understand. And fourth choice is Black Balloon. Coming down, the world turned over. Dangerous
fall without you there. What's the question again?
Highest charting song.
Iris, Goo Goo Dolls.
Final answer?
Yes.
The highest charting song out of those four songs is a song that came in number 5 on the charts.
Oh, Name. They're all pretty big hits, though.
Yeah, Iris, I was thinking the same thing when I was reading this. I thought Iris was the number one hit. It peaked at number 9 for the Goo Goo Dolls.
Oh, wow. I'm surprised it wasn't higher.
Same. So those tickets for you to see John Legend, we have him at 7:40. And about 20 minutes after that, 8 a.m., John Legend will be on the show.
Okay, I'm jumping on Instagram to see this post. Have you ever lived near someone famous, by someone famous? Were they your neighbor? Just got this. Okay, so Chrissy Teigen, she really does everything. Supermodel, chef, wife of John Legend. She does it all. And Steph just sent me this post where she's standing on by a street that she lived a few years ago. She goes, "This was the street I lived on in..." Oh gosh, I'm going to say it wrong. Makakilo for a few years when I was just a year older than Luna now, first and second grade, and I still remember my May Day dance. Please excuse the robe and bare feet. We were on our way home from the water park and I am in comfort mode. And we found out that one of our most prized possession listeners, like she is one of our favorites, Jan, you lived on the same street as Chrissy Teigen. Good morning, Jan.
Good morning.
Did you live by her?
I guess. I mean, back in April, one of my friends had called me and she's like, "Hey, did you see Chrissy Teigen's post?" And I'm like, "What are you talking about?" So I log into Instagram and I see it and my jaw hit the floor. I'm like, how did we not ever know her? Not that we would have known she was going to be famous 20 years down the road.
Yeah, like maybe you did know her and you're just like, oh, yeah, remember that little girl Chrissy on the street that we used to, to play with?
Who remembers all that?
Yeah, there's kids in my neighborhood growing up that I remember them. Like, yeah, I remember that girl's face, but I remember her name. Maybe she's someone famous. You never know.
Maybe.
That's so cool. It was so good to see you last night, Jan, and hang out with you.
Oh, great to see you.
We had way too much fun.
Too bad it had to end.
I know. I did want the night to end. Thanks for calling in this morning. We'll talk to you soon, Jan.
All right. See ya.
Bye. Does anyone else have a famous neighbor or live maybe in the same neighborhood as someone famous? 702-364-9400. We got this text. It says, "I grew up with Eric Bana in Tullamarine, Melbourne, Australia. We lived across the street from each other and hung out as kids. That was the Incredible Hulk guy.
Yeah, the actor.
Right?
Yeah, yes.
That's pretty cool. And then this one says, I grew up here in Las Vegas in the Rancho Bonita development, and I live down the street from Mr. Miyagi.
Oh.
Pat Morita.
He was the belle of the ball at UNLV for so many years. He would come to UNLV and he'd be like, there's Mr. Miyagi. And he would get hammered. And he was so, so nice talking to everyone.
He was so special. I love that guy. Oh, my goodness. The new season of Cobra Kai is coming out soon. They showed a new teaser of it.
Is there a new character or someone coming back?
Yeah. Mm. Yeah. Unfortunately, not Mr. Miyagi.
No, that would be hard.
I know. Have you ever lived near someone famous?
Not growing up, but someone famous moved in by my parents. A couple neighborhoods over, behind the neighborhood, a big farmhouse. And I mentioned it before, Yolanda Hadid, she bought a big farmhouse there. And then she actually, so her farmhouse butts up against a neighborhood, and she bought the house that was back to that goes against the back of her property. So she bought that house as a guest house for her. She had two daughters or one daughter?
Gigi? Two daughters, Bella and Gigi, and a son.
And so she bought a house as a guest house. And so every time I go home to visit my family, I go for a run. I now go running through this neighborhood. I run by the farmhouse, hoping to get a glimpse of someone. You never see anyone. The farmhouse is huge, acres of land. And they put a big fence around the guest house. You can't even see the guest house. But yeah, technically, Yolanda Hadid bought a farmhouse a mile from my parents' house.
Wow, that's a pretty cool one. Ariel, can you beat that? Have you had a famous neighbor?
My cousin and I, we lived in the same neighborhood as Brandon Flowers from The Killers.
Ooh.
It was really cool.
Was he famous when you lived there, or was he just a kid?
No, he was in The Killers. I mean, it was pretty. It was only maybe like in 2011.
Wow.
So they were pretty big. I mean, they still are, but
is it wrong that the first thing I think of when people say they live by celebrities is, do you go to their house on Halloween and what do they give out?
Like, that's exactly the story that I have.
What happened?
So my cousin's actually a really big fan of The Killers. I mean, especially at the time. And then we knew that he lived there. So we went and we were way too old to trick or treat, but we used Halloween as an excuse. We were in high school, so we went to his house to trick or treat, and he had opened the door, and my cousin couldn't even speak. She's such a big fan, and he actually was really nice. He actually introduced us to his son, and he gave us candy. And then we went back to the house next door, and we just freaked out in our garage.
Oh, I would have freaked out, too. How cool is that? Oh, my gosh, Ariel. Thank you so much for calling. That's awesome.
You were selling something, sending your kid over there, selling, I don't know, chocolates for school or something. Hi, Mr. Flowers. Would you like to support my school?
Yeah, why not?
Mm-hmm.
I had Terry Fader in my neighborhood, but we only crossed. I moved in, and he was already there, and he moved out like a month or two later. And then, who else?
For the Golden Knights. The announcer guy.
Oh, yeah. Why am I speaking?
Not Shane 90, not Dave Gosher. The other guy. He's your neighbor.
Why am I
Eddie.
Speaking?
Steven, what's his name? I see him.
Too.
Oh, man, this is bad.
Oh. Why am I
What's
forgetting?
His name? Seriously. He calls the show. He's so nice.
He was out of town forever, and then I just
You can't go, Steven.
No. Oh my gosh, he's gonna kill me.
You know what? Steph knows it. Steph. Okay, Steph.
Who is it?
Gary Lawless.
Gary Lawless. We knew it. We knew it.
It's Friday. I've had the longest week. I'm so tired.
She's
I could
sleep
not
deprived.
Gary Lawless is my neighbor. Yes. But he was out of town, so I hadn't seen him forever.
Yeah.
So I kind of forgot that he lived there. I'm sorry, Gary. I love you. You are awesome. I just, oh, man.
Yeah, she had a long week. Wait, wine no. last night? Come on. Gary understands. That's how good of a neighbor he is. Hot 3 is coming up.
I was going to say Larry. I was like, it's not Larry. It was Gary. Gary.
Darn it. John Legend tickets in 5 minutes. Hot 3 is also up next. What do you have for us?
So the CDC, they eased guidelines and conceded that COVID is here to stay. We're going to tell you what they're saying now. Also this morning, are you a good liar? And can you tell when other people are lying? And there's a new health trend that involves tape that a lot of people are using now. We'll tell you how they're using it. And is it Is it safe? It's coming up next in the Hot 3.
It's Mix 94.1. It is Mercedes in the morning. Phones are going nuts right now.
As they should. Sherry, good morning.
Morning.
You are caller 20.
Yeah.
Yay! This is residency over at the Zappos Theater, Love in Las Vegas, and you are in for free. Congratulations!
Thank you. I'm so excited.
Thank you for listening. Hold on 1 second. We'll get your information. You get your tickets. And all she want to do is, all she want to do is, all she want to do is. We have these tickets again at 9:40 for you to go see John Legend. And the man himself, John Legend, will be on the show. He's calling in less than 10 minutes.
Let's go. Here we go.
3, 2, 1.
It's time for the Hot 3 on Mix 94.1.
The Hot 3 is brought to you by attorney Paul Powell. More lawyer, less fee.
After 2.5 years of the pandemic, a new poll has found two in five Americans feel like life is more or less back to normal. And this news might make even more people feel that way. The CDC loosened its guidelines yesterday and no longer recommends things like social distancing and quarantines in most cases. One official conceded it's now obvious that COVID is, quote, here to stay. The director of the CDC already said that was likely true back in March, actually. Basically, they think the weaker variants are going to start to come and go, more like the flu. They say that the situation isn't nearly as dire now that most people are vaccinated or have some immunity from past infections. We've also gotten better at treating it. One disease expert said that the CDC is basically acknowledging that most people are just really over all the restrictions. So the new guidelines are supposed to reflect that. So here are the three big shifts that they now recommend. One, no need to quarantine if you've been exposed unless you have symptoms. They said that for vaccinated people in December. Now they're saying it for everyone. Instead, wear a mask for 10 days and then test on day 5. So that's one. They said you should still isolate, though, if you have symptoms. If you test positive, isolate for at least 5 days. Just stay away from high-risk people for 10. And if your symptoms come back, start again at day 0. So there's that. Kids, they don't have to isolate just because they've been exposed. And routine testing at schools is not necessary anymore unless there is an outbreak. Those are big ones as back-to-school season kicks off.
Oh, yeah. Clark County starting this week, too.
Yeah. And then three, social distancing is not always necessary. You don't need to worry so much about staying 6 feet away from people, especially in well-ventilated areas. One thing, though, that they have not wavered on is that vaccines and boosters are still crucial. They're not great at preventing you from catching COVID, but they do seem to help prevent severe illness. So they say to make sure you stay up to date on all those things going forward.
Yeah, definitely feel like we're in a much better spot than we were a couple years ago. And then too, if I hear, you know, you go back to 2020, someone has COVID, it's like,
yeah.
Now it's like, oh, I feel better, dude.
Yeah.
Talk to you in a couple days.
Yeah. I did when I've traveled, though, I'm still wearing a mask and I notice it's about 20% of people wearing masks, 80% not. And it's not even just COVID. It's just germs in general. I'm more aware of it now. And so, yeah, I'm on the plane and I hear people. I'm like, oh, yes, I am going to keep wearing masks on planes.
Oh, yeah.
This is going to be permanent. You could tell me COVID is gone tomorrow. I'm still wearing a mask on a plane from now on.
No, yeah. Right before COVID hit, I remember it was a big thing. My wife, she was doing a different drug for Crohn's. And the drug she was taking suppressed her immune system. So the doctor even said, when you travel, put on a mask.
Yeah.
Wear a mask. Be the person that wears a mask. This is before COVID. And she was like, she was kind of embarrassed the first time she flew, but she still put it on because her immune system was lowered. And there's so many different things on an airplane. She was just playing it safe.
Absolutely. Also this morning, would you say you're a good liar? More than 1 in 4 Americans say yes. Someone polled people across the U.S. and asked them to rate how good of a liar they are. 28% say they're good or excellent at lying to people. Another 23% said they're a decent liar. So that's 51% of the vote. Only 38% said they're bad or very bad at lying. 11% aren't sure if they're good or not. Young people, though, were much more likely to think that they're a good liar. 13% of people under 30 say they're an excellent liar compared to just 2% of seniors. Well, that's because you have the senior pass. You don't have to lie. When you're a senior, you can just say whatever you want. And people are like, oh, well, they've earned the right to say whatever they want.
At what point do they get that pass?
I don't know. What is that age? 75, 80, 85?
Because we can't say something right now. I'm like, oh, senior pass. Like, no, it doesn't apply to you.
Yeah, I'm not sure. But
yeah, the senior pass, grandparents, you know, granduncles, whatever. They say something like, oh, grandpa.
It's brutal sometimes. They say what they really think of you. I'm like, oh, I told you before, my mom, her uncle Frank, I guess he was my great uncle Frank. He was not great to me. He always told me what he thought of me, and it was rude and not nice. And I would cry when we'd go to his house. It was like so, he gave me such a complex and made me feel so bad, but he didn't care. He's like, you look like you gained some weight. You look fat in that. I'm like, I was like 10 years old. Like, what the heck? Who does that?
Would he grunt before he did an insult too? Like, argh.
Yeah, he did. He grunted.
And Uncle Frank with us?
No.
He's insulting people in heaven.
I'm sorry, but I was like, well, rest in peace, buddy. But now I can go on and be happy and not have to worry about how you're going to make me feel terrible when I go to your house.
Seriously, no one said, hey, Frankie.
My mom did.
Okay.
She's like, that's not necessary. And she would, but she also knew she was his primary beneficiary in the will. I'm kidding. That had nothing to do with it. But finally this morning, have you heard about the new sleep trend called mouth taping?
No.
It's all over TikTok right now. You basically just tape your mouth shut before you go to bed, and it forces you to breathe through your nose all night. Now, it's supposed to be healthier, but is it really? It's not a brand new idea. It's just trending right now. Some people swear by it, but there are risks, so most doctors do not suggest it. Now, nose breathing does have some health benefits. Mainly, it also produces more nitric oxide, which widens your blood vessels and it helps circulate oxygen throughout your body. Most experts say forcing yourself to breathe through your nose isn't good, though. It could be dangerous if you get congested in your sleep, and having your mouth taped shut might be an issue if, God forbid, you get sick in the middle of the night and you need to vomit. It also makes sleep apnea worse and ups your risk for things like heart disease and stroke. One doctor also pointed out it's not great for your lips either. That skin's really delicate, so you shouldn't be ripping tape off of them every single day.
Is everyone, because I could see myself starting it. I actually want to try to see how it works, but I envision myself at some point during the night either peeling the tape off, where the tape gets caught on the pillow, and next thing you wake up and you got duct tape in your hair. I could see it ending in a bad way. Or using like mask, like I'm thinking duct tape.
Duct tape? I think that would be really bad.
That's not going to hold my lip shut.
Scotch tape?
No way. I'd bust through that in a second.
I'm totally taped right now. I can't hold it. It's not.
There's some fetish person watching right now. They're like, screenshot, right, Steph?
I'm trying to laugh and I can't. It's really effective.
The only they have is a stapler.
I can't take it off. Ow.
It works that well.
It works.
I'm thinking you got a new duct tape or the Gorilla Pro tape or something really strong.
I just use regular old masking tape. Try it.
I'm going to try it tonight.
You try it. Try it during the show. Try it for the 8 o'clock hour.
1 hour. Or just turn the mic off. Same difference. This is really cool. We have to wrap things up here because all she wanna do is, 3 minutes. John Legend will be on the show for the very first time. This is going to be a lot of fun.
He has his residency over at the Zappos Theater at Planet Hollywood. We're going to talk to him about that. Some big things going on in his life right now, and we can't wait to talk to John Legend next.
Talking. Harry Styles, late night talking. It is Mix 94.1, Mercedes in the morning, 8 o'clock hour, 8:25. There's tickets for you to go see Melissa Etheridge. Right before that, we have the Friday morning Oh Wow Wheel. But first, we have a very special guest.
Give your all to me. I give my all to you. You're my
He is a 12-time Grammy Award-winning artist. His second leg of his residency, Love in Las Vegas, at the Zappos Theater. John Legend, welcome.
Good morning. How are you?
Oh, it's so good to hear your voice. It really is like, I don't know, butter. Just, it's nice and soothing. I love it.
Our producer said, John, she says, oh my gosh, he sounds just like he sings.
Well, you know, I just did a 2-hour show last night, so I'm extra raspy. So that's turning the sexy up just a little bit.
Well, welcome back to Las Vegas, and so happy that you have a residency here. You are, how are you liking it so far?
I'm loving it. It's been so much fun. The audiences have been amazing. We're doing a bigger, better show than we've ever done in my career. And we made it special. We made it special just for Vegas.
Are you, now that with the residency, are you exploring Las Vegas more when you're in town? Do you just do the show, or when it's all said and done, you go out and explore our city?
Well, we don't go out to clubs much anymore, but we go out to eat. We have family there, too. My sister-in-law lives there. And so we actually spent plenty of time there just on personal time for family reasons before.
Your sister-in-law is actually, her husband is a friend of ours, Michael. So I was just, I didn't even realize that. And I found out, I'm like, oh my gosh, that's so crazy.
Yeah, Chrissy's sister, Tina, she lives there.
Congratulations also on the new single. We have been playing it nonstop. The number one most added song, All She Wanna Do. It is, man, the energy. We love, love, love it. All she wanna do is, all she wanna do is, all
she wanna do is dance. Yeah, I'm so excited for it. I've been playing it at the show in Vegas since April, and we've just been getting so many great reactions when we play it live, and now it's finally out for everyone to listen to. And the response has been incredible.
Is this song also, like many of your songs, based on Chrissy?
Not really, because she's not much of a dancer. She doesn't love to dance that much.
Maybe Luna, is she a dancer?
Luna does, actually. She does love to dance. But it's just about going out and seeing someone you like and trying to, you know, she's elusive and a little bit unapproachable. But you're trying to figure out how you can get in there.
I know Mercedes does the same thing as I do with the radio show. We're out about doing our things, and we see something we want to talk about on the show. We open up our iPhone and jot it down in our little notes there. When you're out and about and you get inspiration, do you jot it down? Or how do you get inspiration and remember the inspiration?
I usually sing it into my phone, into my voice notes. That's really what I normally do. Most of the time when I'm writing songs, it's really in a session and I'm focused on writing. But if I ever get a random idea, like sometimes I'll wake up humming something from my dream, I'll just sing it in my phone and sing it for later. Oh, we have a fire alarm.
Oh, no.
Uh-oh.
Someone save John Legend. Oh,
quick,
my gosh. Where
save
are
the boys.
You? We're on our way. Oh, my goodness.
Are you in a hotel right now or at your house?
One second. I'm at home.
Chrissy's cooking.
Let me go outside.
Did someone cook something that started smoking?
I'm
or
alive.
What?
Thank the Lord, he's alive. He's okay. Our precious Shul. So how did you and Chrissy actually meet? I'm sure the story's been told 1,000 times, but how did the two of you guys meet?
Well, we shot a video together way back in 2006. So it's been almost 16 years since we met. And we shot a video together. In the video, she played my love interest, and we just hit it off and had chemistry and stayed in touch and started dating not long after that.
Did you cast her for the video, or did someone else cast her? And what would have happened if they would have casted someone else?
My friend cast her. His name is Nabil Elderton. He's a friend of hers, too, and he was a friend of hers even before we met. So he kind of had a feeling we might like each other. So I feel like it was kind of a casting plus a matchmaking opportunity for him as well.
Please tell me he got an invite to the wedding.
And he not only got an invite, he shot the video for all of me. And he's been a close friend of ours, you know, for that entire time.
That's awesome. And now you guys have another one on the way. Congratulations.
Yes. Thank you. Very exciting.
How has that been going? How has Chrissy been feeling? How have you guys been feeling? Everything good?
Yeah, it's good. You know, pregnancy's always got its challenges, but Chrissy handles it well. And we're all just trying to be as supportive for her as we can.
I love it. You you guys are probably my favorite couple that's in the public eye. I just love how open you are with your lives, with your fans, and it's just so relatable. And my favorite thing is, honestly, when you guys cook together, I was telling JC, I have all of Chrissy's cookbooks and stuff. And it's
we love cooking together.
You guys are so talented in the kitchen. It's insane.
Yeah, we love it. I think once you really love food and you love making it and you love bringing joy to people by making them something that they'll love, it's a beautiful thing. And Chris and I both love doing it together, doing it for each other, and doing it for our family and friends.
Okay, well, who does the dishes after all the cooking's done? Who does the dishes?
I'm more likely to do the dishes than she is. I'm her sous chef, pretty much. So I'll usually, if I need to, do the dishes. But a lot of times, the housekeeper comes in the morning, so we'll just leave it. And
you're like, sorry about that. Well, we are so happy to call you a Las Vegas residency performer. The show, I haven't seen it yet. I can't wait to. Everyone says it's amazing.
It's got to come. I truly am proud of it, and it's my favorite show I've ever done. And I can't wait for people to see it. We've been getting such great audiences from all over the world, and you have no excuse. You're right in Vegas. You got to come see us.
Yes, absolutely we will. How long do you expect this to go on? I mean, I'd love it if you did like a Celine Dion thing and you were like a permanent fixture here. Wouldn't that be cool?
Well, you know, we'll see. We only did our deal for this year, but, you know, it's always up for discussion. And like I said, I'm having so much fun, and it's my favorite show I've ever done. But I'm really having a great time in Vegas, and I would look forward to doing more in the future.
That sounds great to us.
Yeah, well, you're in town this weekend, and Mercedes has your wife's cookbook. Maybe you could get together, Mercedes, make a meal for them.
Oh, you going to make us dinner?
Yeah, you know, maybe we have that connection with your sister-in-law's husband.
Yes.
We can make this.
There we go.
John, you are the best. So talented. Thanks for taking the time to call us this morning. We'll talk to you soon.
Thank you. Take care.
He is awesome. I love that guy. And we still have tickets to give away this morning coming up in the 9 o'clock hour.
He was so nice.
I know.
I don't know what to expect with him. He's the nicest guy. Talked about everything, too.
I mean, he's one of those celebrities I expected to be just as
open
nice as
book,
he was.
Yeah.
He just seems like a nice guy. So, yeah, there you go. John Legend, your tickets to see his residency coming up in the 9 o'clock hour. But first, it is time for us to spin the Oh Wow Wheel this morning, and that means we need your help. We need our guest vetoer. Caller 20 right now, 702-364-9400. We're handing the reins to you. You decide who gets to play their song this morning. Whoever it lands on, you can hear the song, you can hear the argument for why it should play, and then you decide. You can veto it or you can let it play, and it and you will have the control. So caller 20 right now, 702-364-9400. You will be our guest vetoer for the Oh Wow Wheel this morning.
It's Mercedes in the morning.
Wow.
And now the Oh Wow Wheel.
Wow.
All right, it is Friday. We're spinning the Oh Wow Wheel. One of us is going to play a song that makes you say, oh, wow. And Ashley, good morning.
Hey, good morning.
You are our guest vetoer of the morning. You are in control. We're handing over the reins to you right now. The wheel has been spun. One of us is going to play a song, but you determine who it's going to be. The wheel is slowing down, and it has landed on... Oh, you're kidding me. Third week in a row. JC.
Are you serious?
What? It's on JC again. So, JC, you have been selected. Now, if you get the veto from our friend Ashley, then it's going to move to my song.
Okay.
So tell us what your category is and tell us what song you picked.
Okay, my category this week is collaborations. And earlier this week, we lost an icon, a legend. Olivia Newton-John passed away. So for my song, I went with Olivia Newton-John and John Travolta, You're the One That I Want.
Ashley, does it play or are you giving it the veto? Ashley?
I got you. Of course, yes.
Yes, it plays.
Okay,
yes.
All right. Thank you, Ashley.
The Friday morning All Wow Wheel, my category, collaborations. I had to go with John Travolta and Olivia Newton-John. You're the one that I want. No veto this week.
That pick was fire. I cannot stop singing. I loved that pick. And what a great tribute to a legend, Olivia Newton-John. I mean, if we could just play the whole Grease soundtrack this morning, I would be completely content. I loved that you picked that song. That was so good.
9 a.m., the Friday rewind.
All right. Well, now, yeah, you did not get the veto. If you did get the veto, it was going to move over to me. And my category today was songs with an item of clothing in the title. And I picked this song by Prince. Raspberry Beret. I haven't heard this song forever. I was like, ooh. A beret, yeah, that works.
Just coming classic. Back from France as well.
Yeah.
A beret.
Yeah.
Ooh, I like that.
I love it. So, Steph, what was your category if you would have been picked?
My category was a song from a movie that came out in the 90s. And I went with 1998, The Parent Trap with Lindsay Lohan. And this song actually came up last week on the show. I went with The Laws, There She Goes. This is the scene where Hallie goes to London for the first time, and there's scenes like the Big Ben, the London Bridge, and I actually started rewatching the movie last night because I love it so much.
Wow. Three solid picks today. I love it. I love it. Yeah, if you want to hear any of these back-in-the-day songs, make sure you keep listening because in the 9 o'clock hour, we take it back. Your favorite songs from the 90s, the 2000s, the 2010s will be on with the Friday Rewind. You don't want to miss that starting at 9 o'clock.
And right now, it is time to win. We have heads up right now, so we want caller 20 at 702-364-9400. You're caller 20. First off, you're playing heads up, which is a blast. Secondly, it's a pretty big prize up for grabs.
Yeah, we have tickets, two of them, to see Melissa Etheridge. She's going to be at the House of Blues on August 20th. If you want to see her, and you know you do, you got to be caller 20 right now. We have your tickets right now. Your category today, since it's Friday, we have one left, is Malcolm in the Middle. You do get to pick your partner. And if you get six answers in 60 seconds, you're going to the concert. Caller 20 plays 702-364-9400.
It's time for Heads Up with Mercedes in the Morning on Mix 94.1.
Hi, Kira.
Hi.
You're caller 20. You're playing Heads Up.
That is so awesome.
Okay, let's do this. Your category today is Malcolm in the Middle. Today is National Middle Child Day. So these are all celebrities that are middle children, okay?
Okay.
Now who do you want to pick as your partner this morning?
Mercedes.
Okay.
Okay, here we go. 60 seconds on the clock, you guys. You get six correct. Tickets to see Melissa Etheridge are yours, and you start... now.
He plays Thor in the Marvel movies.
We'll pass.
Okay. She sings.
Oh my God.
Oops, I did it again. She's in the news again. Want to pass on that one?
Yeah.
Let's pass. Sorry. Oh, that's okay. She just married Ben Affleck here in Las Vegas. She's a singer and a dancer and an actress. She does it all.
Oh my gosh. Okay. Every day I answer these.
Oh, okay. That's okay. Let's pass on that one. She is on Modern Family. She's married. She's very,
Is it Sophia Vergara?
Yes, it is.
Yeah!
Okay. I'm going to pass this one. She has a residency here in Las Vegas. She sings, I Kissed a Girl and I Liked It.
Katy Perry.
Yes.
Yes. Time.
Oh man. Never,
you guys are making a run.
I've never been more excited to get two answers ever. that was fantastic, but it was also not fantastic enough, unfortunately. I'm sorry, Kira.
That's okay. Thank you so much.
Thank you so much for trying, and that means that caller 20, you get these Melissa Etheridge tickets. It's really hard doing celebrity categories because Who knows?
It can go anywhere. Yeah, there's no direction in it. Yeah, it was hard.
Oh my gosh, and we're playing this song. I love this song. It's called Glimpse of Us. Caller 20 gets to play, though. This is by Joji. 702-364-9400.
She'd take the world off my shoulders.
Coming up next hour, your tickets to see John Legend. He was on the show earlier this morning. And if you missed that, download our podcast. You can check it out there. He was so good. His residency over at the Zappos Theater at Planet Hollywood. Yeah, your tickets are coming up. Also next hour, we're going to get to some what's trending for you. We're going to talk about Britney Spears. Her lawyer is speaking out about what Kevin Federline did this week. Also going to talk about this new flavor of Coke that's coming out that's supposedly tastes like your dreams. And E.T., the extraterrestrial movie, it's back in theaters. We'll explain all of that coming up with what's trending. It's so funny because my mom, I think she, so that movie came out in 1982. I think my mom sometimes is stuck in 1982 because she still references this movie, like with the movie lines. Like all the time. You know, we all do that. Uh-huh. I think there's certain movie lines that just become a part of pop culture. And then we say the lines. Is there a movie line that you quote on a regular basis? Because if I don't call my mom I call my mom on Tuesdays, Wednesdays. Then I have a video chat with her on Fridays. And then I call her again on Sundays. But sometimes on Sundays, I forget. And so she doesn't hear from me all weekend. And then on Tuesday she does. And she'll always say the same thing. She's like, why didn't you phone home?
And she does it in the E.T. voice?
She does it in the E.T. voice. And I'm like, oh, I'm sorry. I forgot to call you on Sunday, Mom. And she's like, don't forget to phone home. And she's so cute. And I love it when she does that. But the way she says it, like she's E.T., she always uses that line as part of her conversation. She loves the movie E.T. And E.T. lines have become part of her regular conversation. It's hilarious.
Well, Mercedes, you know, there is no place like home.
Oh, thank you, Dorothy. What is there a line from a movie that you use as part of everyday conversation? It's kind of like your go-to. And if so, what is it? I do it all the time.
I think we say it and realize we're doing stuff. These lines.
Sometimes I won't say it out loud, but I'll say it in my head just because I'm like, first of all, I don't know if the person knows that's from a movie. I don't want to be presumptuous, but like sometimes when my husband will want to go to the mall or something, I'll be like, get in, loser. We're going shopping. You know what that's from?
I don't. Why are you insulting Matt?
He wouldn't know either. And so I don't want to insult him. So I say it in my head. I'm like, get in, loser. We're going shopping. Do you know what that's from, Steph?
There we go.
Mean Girls,
mean
of course.
Girls. Get in, loser. We're going shopping. I'll say that. That's part of my everyday conversation.
This one I would say before, and a lot of people would pick up on it, but I think there's a whole generation that hasn't seen the movie, so it's kind of like yours. They don't get it. Or we at the office or something, and there's a box. What's in the box?
You'll do that every now and then, and I forget about that movie because I'm traumatized by it, and I try not to think about it. So I'm like, why are you saying it like that?
Yeah. What do you mean? What's in the box? Yeah. It's the stuff we ordered. Why are we talking like this?
But that's from Seven, right?
And in the movie Seven, Brad Pitt. What's in the box?
Every time I like forget. I'm like, why is he saying it like that? And I always, oh, okay, gotcha.
How did Morgan Freeman respond? Because that's what she should say back to me. I don't know yet. I didn't look. I can't do a Morgan Freeman voice. But however we respond to Brad Pitt in the movies, how you should respond.
I need to look that up. What's your go-to movie line or the one that you cannot stand when people say it? 702-364-9400. Someone just texted, I always say, with great power comes great responsibility. Do you remember that one?
That was from Lord of the Rings.
No.
Princess Diary.
No.
Star Wars.
Steph, what is it?
Say it again.
With great power comes great responsibility.
From Uncle Ben to Spider-Man.
Yes.
Oh.
Iconic line.
Do you know these?
Oh,
wow.
Yeah.
Okay, Steph, you had me at hello.
You had me at hello. Is that You Got Mail?
No.
The Notebook.
No.
Jerry Maguire.
Yeah.
Oh, see, I need to catch up on my classic movies.
See, sometimes when I eat too much, when I go to a restaurant, I eat too much and I'm feeling so full, I'll say to myself, that'll do, pig. That'll do.
Is that the movie Pig or Babe?
Babe.
Babe.
I say that to myself. I'm like, that'll do, Pig. That'll do.
If you're leaving somewhere, hasta la vista, baby.
I love how you pronounce the H. Hasta.
Because he does in the movie.
No, he doesn't.
He does.
He
goes, hasta.
No, he does not say hasta.
And he shouts it too.
He says, hasta la vista, baby.
Steph, what movie is that from?
She's answering the phone.
Terminator.
Yeah.
Terminator.
I'm dancing.
Let's talk to Becky. Becky, what is the go-to movie line that you use in everyday conversation?
Hi, my go-to line is Forrest Gump. Stupid is, stupid does.
I love how you say it. Stupid is, stupid does. That's perfect. Thanks, Becky. Let's talk to Carrie. Carrie, what is your go-to movie line?
Well, if people are taking too long, I like to say, today, Junior.
Oh, don't tell me. Is Adam Sandler in it?
Yes.
Is it Big Daddy or no? What is it?
Earlier, Billy Madison.
Billy Madison. Today, Junior. I remember that one. What about this one? I don't think you'll get it, JC. Steph, you might get it. Whoa, no touchy. Do you know that one? Whoa, no touchy.
16 Candles.
No.
What?
No touchy.
No touchy. Pretty Woman? Princess Diary.
Oh, is it a Disney movie?
Yes. No touchy.
Oh, no touchy. Oh, does the big guy say it?
No, the little guy says it. The
Finding
little
guy. Nemo.
No.
Oh, no touchy.
Is it Emperor's New Groove?
Yes,
I love that movie.
I love that movie too. And so if I'm in the kitchen, my husband comes up and he's like touches my butt. I go, whoa, no touching.
Or oh, my precious. Yeah. Which one's that from?
That's Lord of the Rings.
Yes.
Good job, good one.
Thank you. Win one for the Gipper, Steph.
Who? Oh my gosh. You're killing me, small.
I know that one. That's Sandlot.
That.
Yeah.
Leave it at that. Yeah, there's tickets, as you said, to go see John Legend next hour at 9:40. And Hot 3 is up next. What do you have for us?
Just in time for the holiday season. The postal service will be raising rates. We've got the details on that. Also, what are the top things we think about in the morning? And a bunch of these fell off a truck and got hit by cars. And it made for a disgusting commute. We'll tell you what it was. Coming up next, it's Mix 94.1.
Let's go.
Here we go.
3, 2.
It's time for the Hot 3 on Mix 94.1.
The Hot 3 is brought to you by attorney Paul Powell. More lawyer, less fee.
Plan on paying more for some U.S. postal services this fall and winter. The post office has been raising rates just for the holiday season, and that's what they're doing this year. The Board of Governors has approved a temporary price hike that would go into effect on October 2nd. It would remain in place through the holidays before ending on January 22nd. The Postal Regulatory Commission must now consider the proposal. Now, commercial priority mail packages will see a 75-cent hike, and heavy long-distance deliveries are looking at a jump of $6.50.
Dang.
I know.
I was late.
And it's only for the holidays. Like, ha-ha.
Yeah, get us
we
now.
Know
yeah.
You guys have to buy stuff. Ugh.
What was I doing? I was late getting my mom's birthday card out, so I was going to overnight it, thinking maybe $15, $20. I wanted to get there on time. It was $70. $70 to get it overnighted. And it would take like 2 days. So, you know what? So you can have something to look forward to.
Why do you do that? Why do you wait so long? You know her birthday's coming up. It's like you could do that a month in advance and not pay $70.
Yeah, I'm really bad. Well, I didn't pay the $70. Are you kidding me? I just mailed it regular. So, like I said, it's something to look for. Or you play dumb. Oh, the post office is really slacking. I mailed it a week ago. I don't know what's going on.
If I was your mom, I would tell you my birthday was a week earlier than it really was. That way it would get there on time.
It's so simple, too. Just plan in advance. I wait till like 2 days prior. I'm like, let's send out cards.
Oh, my gosh. Also this morning, it turns out that work is one of the first things most adults think about as they wake up in the morning. That's according to new research. The impact of the weather and money worries also appeared at the top of the poll, with finances also plaguing our minds when our eyes are open. Others say that it's checking social media and group chats. That's their number one priority in the morning. And it also also found that most adults are stirred up from their sleep ahead of the alarm by work woes at least twice a week. What is the first thing you think about when you wake up in the morning?
There are days, and it happens a lot, where I'll wake up and it's a solid 5 seconds. It's just bliss. I don't even know like what day it is. It's waking up. I'm like, I'm awake. Here we go. And then all of a sudden, it's work is the first thing. Like, wait, today's Friday. One more day of work. It's work is the initial thing. But there is like 5 seconds of complete bliss. And then whatever the day's things I got to do or life's problems wash over me. But there's a few seconds of bliss. Then I go into thinking about work.
Work is the first thing.
Yeah.
Yeah. The first thing I think of is, what day is it? Then I think, I'm tired.
Mm-hmm.
And then I think, what do I have to do today? Like, that's kind of, that's where my mind goes. It also depends on what's going on in my life. If there's like major life changes and life, you know, things with my family that are going on, that will usually creep in right at the beginning too.
You ever wake up and not realize where you are and think you're really confused for a second? Like, am I child at home?
Yeah.
Am I in a hotel?
I do that all the time because the way our bedroom is set up, it was a similar setup to my childhood bedroom. So sometimes I'll open my eyes and I'll see the window and I'll think it's my window from when I was a kid. And I'll be like, I wonder what I have to do at school today. And I'm like, oh my God, I'm an adult. What is happening? It's so
all the
bizarre.
Years. I'm an adult. I went to college. I'm a kid. Everything washes over you.
It's so bizarre. Finally, this morning, imagine you were commuting today and saw this on the road in front of you. A flatbed truck was driving down the interstate near Milwaukee Tuesday morning when 7 porta potties slid off the back and into traffic. Now, fittingly, it happened near a town in Wisconsin by the name of Pewaukee, which I thought was funny. Pewaukee.
Mm-hmm.
Uh-huh. Anyway.
I'm still trying to digest this whole thing.
I know. Well, within minutes, most of the porta potties got hit by cars, and a traffic camera got it all on video. Each one had wheels on the bottom, so instead of tipping over, they just rolled around on the road and were even harder to avoid. It was like moving targets. Luckily, they were all empty when it happened, or it would have been a whole lot messier to clean up. No one was hurt, but 4 cars were damaged, and at least one might be totaled. The police audio is actually kind of funny. I should have put it in. They talk about porta-johns on the road, and then one cop told dispatch he was responding to a crappy situation on the interstate. They were making all the puns that they could, but it was kind of funny. No one was hurt, luckily, and that is what's going on.
You're behind that truck, right? You just veer off the road. I don't care what happens. I'm getting out of the way.
I am not hitting that thing. Mm-hmm. Okay.
It is Friday, so we have the Friday Rewind, and that kicks off in 2 minutes. What song do you want to hear? Text us. Give us a call. 702-364-9400. It is Mix 94.1, Mercedes in the Morning. It's our Friday Rewind, and it's time for the Friday Rewind Quiz.
All right. I'm on a roll. I've been doing really well on this.
27-0.
Oh, my goodness. Is today the day that it all comes to an end? This is where you tell us a year, and then you play a song from that year backwards, and we try to guess what it is.
So I'm going to go back to 1985.
Okay.
And let me paint the picture. As far as TV, check this out. Shows that debuted in 1985. Mr. Belvedere, The Golden Girls, Punky Brewster, they all debuted in 1985. The big movie in August of 1985, we were just talking about one of these earlier in the week, I think, Weird Science, and also Back to the Future, which was big at the box office.
I'm putting myself in that mindset. 1985, okay, I'm ready.
Turn this down and play the song in reverse.
Is it Raspberry Beret by Prince?
Is that your final answer?
Yes. You pulled a fast one on me.
See what I did? See what I did?
I was like, no way he's going to pick the song that I picked this morning. No way. And then the more I listen, I'm like, this sounds just like it, though. Oh, my gosh.
Prince, Raspberry Beret.
This song was number 21 in the charts in August of 85. It peaked at number 2. Was on the decline, but what a song. You brought it up last hour. We got to play it.
Oh, I'm so excited. Yeah, here you go. Raspberry Beret, Prince and the Revolution on the Friday Rewind.
It's trending, right?
Mercedes in the Morning's What's Trending is on Mix 94.1.
Britney Spears is trending this morning. Her lawyer is speaking out after her ex-husband, Kevin Federline, released videos of her and their two children and said that his kids had chosen not to see her. In a statement, Matthew Rosengart said Federline's recent actions were abhorrent and had violated the privacy and dignity of the mother of his children. He's not wrong. He also said, in addition to demeaning himself and violating societal norms, he has also created various legal issues for himself, including but not limited to implicating cyber harassment, cyber bullying statures, among other things. Kevin has since deleted those videos he posted, and they were both basically of Britney scolding her sons, telling them to go to bed, telling them to put shoes on. There's some frustration in her voice. Obviously, show me a parent who has not ever had frustration in their voice with their kids. I mean, come on. I don't know what he was hoping to accomplish by posting those videos. I really don't.
Was he trying to make Britney look like a bad parent? Because when TMZ had an explosive audio of Britney, and I'm thinking of the, who was the Baldwin, when Baldwin attacked his daughter and just...
Oh,
this,
Alec Baldwin.
Yeah, this horrific voice. That's what I'm thinking. And she's, like you said, her one kid, wintertime, in an ice cream shop is barefoot. And she's upset with him, and she's coming down on him. And then she threatens to take his phone away as, a form of punishment. He's getting angry. What kid wouldn't? What parent wouldn't threaten to take the phone away? It did, in my mind, it did not paint her in a bad light, listening to that audio.
There was the one, she got really snippy with them on the other video, with them, laying in bed. Mm-hmm. They wouldn't go to bed, and she's like, I am a woman. You will respect me. You're going through puberty and you're weird right now. Like, she was saying all this stuff. And it was kind of uncomfortable. But then at the same time, I can tell you there's been times where I have just lost it. I was at my wit's end and I was like, I was frustrated, mm-hmm. So I think that a lot of people could probably relate to what she was feeling at the time. But those videos are since deleted. I'm sure they still exist somewhere on the internet, though. Also this morning, E.T. is trending. The movie is celebrating its 40th anniversary. And to celebrate, it is returning to the big screen. Steven Spielberg's E.T. the Extraterrestrial has been digitally remastered, and it's now going to be released in select IMAX theaters today. And the movie tells the story of a child alien that's accidentally left behind on Earth and the friendship he forms with 10-year-old Elliot, who's played by Henry Thomas. It was the highest grossing film of the year in 1982, won 4 Academy Awards, including Best Picture, and it's playing in 3 theaters here locally in town. You can find out which locations exactly at imax.com/ET.
Didn't they change it, though? Because the original, when they were searching for E.T., the guys had, machine guns or something and kicking down doors and everything. And didn't they change it? They're kind of around, sticks or something? They felt like the machine guns were too much, so I think they changed it. Is it the original, or are we getting the revamped where they're walking around with poles instead of machine guns?
I don't know. I am not sure. I will try to find an answer for you on that one.
But it is kind of intense if you look back on it. They're going through the neighborhood in L.A. They got these big old guns going through. We can maybe scale it back a little bit. You need that big of a gun to try to find this peaceful alien?
Finally, this morning, Coca-Cola is trending. Would you want to drink something that tastes like your dreams? I guess it depends on what your dreams kind of taste like. But Coca-Cola, they've been unleashing a lot of limited edition flavors under their Creations label. And the latest one is called Dream World. It's supposed to taste like the Technicolor world of dreams. They're saying it's more like a tropical fruit flavor. Think like citrus, mango flavors. They say this is their 4th and final Creations release of the year. I don't know if they're going to continue with it down the road or if this is it, but some of the other creations were Starlight. That one tasted like space, they said. Byte, B-Y-T-E, which tasted like pixels. And then one that they did with a collaboration with Marshmallow, it had a strawberry and watermelon flavor. So Dream World World is going to be available on Monday for a limited time. It comes in both regular and zero sugar, and that's what's trending. All she want to do is, all she want to
do is, all she want to do is dance. John Legend, this is his new song. It's called All She Want to Do. He was on the show with us earlier today, so if you missed it, download today's podcast. At one point during the conversation, his smoke alarm is going off. You're going to go see John Legend. We have your tickets. Your tickets coming up at 9:40. When we spoke to John Legend and he called the show at 8 a.m. this morning, I felt like there was a connection, Mercedes, with you and him and that invitation to cook dinner with him at Chrissy Teigen's cookbook. Oh. I think that could come to fruition.
Let's make this happen. Absolutely. But you know who has a better chance of making it happen as Daniela, because Daniela is going to see John Legend in concert.
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
I'm
so excited.
Congratulations to his residency at the Zappos Theater at Planet Hollywood. Your caller 20 days. Daniela, and you get those tickets. Congratulations.
Thank you so much, and I love you guys.
Oh.
Happy belated birthday, JC.
Daniela, you're so sweet. Thank you very much. I appreciate it. Hold on 1 second. You're all set with your tickets to go see John Legend. And if you missed our interview, it was fantastic. Download today's podcast. And if you want to go see John, Heather Collins has your tickets coming up in the 5 o'clock hour. Ryan Cabrera wrapping up the Friday Rewind. He was on the show a couple months ago. It's Mix 94.1, Mercedes in the Morning.
And that is it for us on a Friday. Everyone, we hope you have a great weekend. J-Love is on the way next. And make sure you catch up on anything you may have missed this week by downloading our podcast. And we cannot wait to see you guys on Monday. We have some cool stuff that we'll be giving away next week, including tickets. Oh, I don't know if that's we're allowed to announce that one yet. It's been announced. Has it?
I feel like we announced it. We said it in What's Trending or The Dirt or something.
Okay.
Yeah, The Dirt. It was mentioned The Dirt, yeah.
Demi Lovato tickets for you.
Yep.
Demi Lovato tickets for you Monday morning. We'll also have some Apple HomePod minis to give away, so make sure you're listening and have a great weekend.
Don't forget, though, too, Monday morning, it's my favorite, Beat Mercedes.
Rest up, my friend.
It's a $2,000 diamond pendant on Monday morning. And that'll do it for show number 1677 of Mercedes in the Morning.
Mercedes in the Morning. Did you miss the show?
You're not going to want to miss this, folks.
Catch up now. Download the podcast of today's show and get updates now online at mix941.fm. Mercedes in the Morning returns Monday morning.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto-pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto-pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track 4 games at once with multi-view mode and catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.